Last year, in an extraordinary summer when the nation voted to leave the EU...
Yeah. Politicians are crap.
It's still scaremongering, it goes well either way, doesn't it?
And terrorist attacks made us want a safe place to holiday.
You wouldn't book Turkey now, would you? You wouldn't book
Baghdad.
I just feel more secure being in Spain.
Spain welcomed a record-breaking 10 million Brits to its shores, 2 million more than the year before.
Better than Northampton any day.
If I didn't have a holiday, I'd have a nervous breakdown.
And nearly half of us chose the all-you-can-eat, all-you-can-drink package.
If it's feeding time at the zoo.
With exclusive access to the largest all-inclusive resort on the Costa del Sol...
To me, it's like hot, sunny Blackpool.
..and following the army of staff who look after their 3,000 guests' every need...
This is our machine here.
..feeding them 4 tonnes of bacon and 5 tonnes of chips every week...
It's there and it's free.
..we look at how us Brits behave on holiday.
English people, it's too much.
From being first to the sun loungers...
So I was downstairs at 5 to 6 and it's pitch black and the stars out.
..to soaking up the sun.
They're very, very, very then.
From families...
Why have you got your face on again?
We argue all the time.
She said I'm fat.
..to friends.
It's all just good company, and long may it last.
Can we talk about food again?
Every year, nearly 5 million Brits descend on the Costa del Sol.
Just England with the hot weather, really.
One of the most visited tourist destinations in Europe.
We like English people here, you know, it's a party.
At its heart sits Holiday World, a 4-star all-inclusive resort. With 325 days of sunshine a year...
The British guests, they're not used to have lots of sunshine.
..and record-breaking temperatures...
Even if they protect themselves with creams.
Last summer, the resort experienced its busiest ever season.
English people like this pain.
And its 500 staff have become accustomed to the quirks of the British holidaymaker.